This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
That was Ann who called in last week pretending to be Jerry, talking about why I was talking about the moon. Wow, what a morning. I spoke to 2 window guys, a furnace guy, Dan Lenz, Lenz Pest Control, and my buddy Jeff on the way down here. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Don't forget, the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association is here to eat some honey with you and spread it all over your front door. The website is sbba.org, or you can call them. If you have honeybees in your attic or in a tree and you want to get rid of them, don't kill them. Contact Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, 699-6229. Have a guest joining me in the second segment, an undertaker. It's kind of an odd, oh no, an underwriter. I'm sorry. A First American Title underwriter. And we're going to talk about the story I brought up last week about the wife signing a quit claim and owning property and what happens before you married, after you married, in terms of real estate. We're not going to get into the psychology, physiology of marriage, but in terms of holding title, taking title. Do that in the second segment. 4 segments, a weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales, weekly year to date. Some stories hope to get to, should you live in San Diego or Santa Barbara, tree trimming fines from Santa Barbara. Double check before you cut trees and vegetation. And then I got a story about some bamboo that was growing and furnaces recalled. Since 2001, there was a furnace recall, and wouldn't you know, we found one in my new escrow. Just what I wanted was a furnace that could cause a fire. And, of course, this one's been there for 25 years, no fire, and probably the next-door neighbor in the same has the same attic. If you have a furnace in your attic, well, we'll talk about that. Just to check it if it's in Consolidated or Premier. And then there was also a bunch of sub manufacturers that put it under their own name. So there's a website you want to go to, the where did I go? I don't have that on this sheet. You just Google Consolidated Premier Furnace Recall and it'll take you to the government website, CPSC. I can't remember what that stands for. And then you get a whole list of model numbers, and then you could check. I think it's primarily in the attic, but you never know. Check it out anyway. So what's what's in escrow over $1 million, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we're going to look at this every so often. I pull out. On the weekly stats, I look at overall what's in escrow. We have 38% of our listings in escrow overall, which is a pretty big number. To have nearly 4 out of 10 of all your listings in escrow. You look at under $1 million, of course, 62%, which might be an all-time high since the first house was built in Santa Barbara back in, when was that again? So 62, that's an amazing number. 62% of all listings under $1 million are in escrow. That really could be a high. So what's in escrow over $1 million? 21%, 1 out of every 5 listing, that's a single family, carp to Goleta, listed over $1 million, 1 out of 5 is in escrow. Now, that's a snapshot. That's just on the 22nd week of the year 2012. And I do it every few weeks. I don't see a huge switch or huge change. You know, it's going to change every week. There's going to be one less, one more in escrow over $1 million. But I did this for the past, let's see, 4 years. I got a total of 4 years here. And it's progressively gotten higher. So this year, 22nd week of the year, 82 listings out of 383 listings are in escrow over $1 million, 21%. Now, last year, we had a total of 451 listings potential to be in escrow, and only 67 of them were in escrow. So that represents 15%. So forget the percentage. Just know that this year, right now, we have 82 listings in escrow over $1 million. Last year, it was 67. In 2010, it was 49, and in 2009, it was 48. And the fact is, we have more in escrow, and as well, we have fewer available. And that's been the storyline and the theme: low inventory, low interest rates, and more buyers. And so the market is intensified, resulting in multiple offers in many situations, pushing the asking price up. Sometimes that's a result of the asking price being intentionally or unintentionally set too low. So it doesn't mean prices are going up. But, you know, in certain pockets, I can give you, you know, examples I just happen to know about. I don't study it, but I just know that I was taking a listing out behind the Fairview Shopping Center, and back in December, it would have been lower. And we did an analysis, and then by the time we came on the market in April, it sold for higher than it would have back then. So that's what's happening. So it's good to see the over million market show some activity, because clearly the median price, and I touched on this last week, but I want to review it again. The median price through the 21st week of the year, that dropped. Through the 21st week of the year, the median price, $790,000. And if you looked at last year through the first 21 weeks of the year, it was $816,000. So you go, geez, prices are going down, aren't they? I don't think they are. I think a lot more lower-end houses have sold, and it has brought down the median price. And what I mentioned last week, and this is what I want to repeat, when you think about the median price, remember, there's a median number. That's how you get to the median price. So when we had, for the first 21 weeks of the year, let's see, we had, do I have the exact number? Well, let's go to 2011. I have that exact number. It was 320 listings sold. Okay? So that puts approximately the median number at 160. And the house that sold for 160 is 816,000. So you know 160 were less, were below 816,000, and 160 sales were above 816,000. Okay? So now you say, oh, the median price for the 21st week of the through the first 21 weeks of 2012 has dropped to 790. Well, instead of looking at what's above and below 790, let's compare it to the 816. So last year through 2011, you had 160 sales above and below 816. Well, this year, you had 230 sales below 816. That's a huge increase. That's 70 more sales. That 70 represents a huge percentage of 160. So that, well, why did it only bring it down to 790? Because that's a big increase. Well, that's because above 816,000, when through the first 21 weeks of 2011, you had 160 sales, single-family homes selling above 816,000. In 2012, you have 195 sales above 816,000. So a larger number below, yes, but an even larger number below, but still a significant increase in the number above 816. And so that's why the median price doesn't necessarily mean prices come down. It's an indication of what people are buying, and clearly that low end is very active. And as I mentioned, when we looked at the first 18 weeks of the year, yeah, you know, we had 31% of the single family homes that sold were either short sales or bank owned property, And the median price, there was 107 of them. And the median price for those, $585,000. So that is bringing down the median price overall. So that's a little bit of a recap on what's in escrow over $1 million and what's selling, who, when, and where, the mystery of the median price. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you have a question for an underwriter at First American Title, we're going to talk a little bit about how to hold title and separate property and what a quit claim means. And that's what we're going to do, whether you like it or not. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.